I'm talking to Sam Slade. Sam, please tell me what your health concerns were before you were introduced to Mito.
I had a case of the congestive heart failure since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on medication 18 and a half years, same medication. Told by the heart doctor back then that that was going to be me for the rest of my life, which I kind of argued with him. Told him I was never on medication. I didn't like taking it. But I finally got it down to 5 medication, which I'm still on right now. But August 24th, to be exact, I started Momito. Came November, about my third month, I decided to get it checked. Had a test done, stress test done, and, well, of course, the normal range of congestive heart failure patient is between, well, no, healthy person is between 50 and 70. Lo and behold, mine was 43. 18 and a half years, mine was 43. After my stress test, my results was 63. Came up 20 points, right between the norm.
Squarely.
Which I was told by my heart doctor 18 and a half years ago that was going to be me. Best I could do is take care of myself, eat healthy. And if my genes had me going to my late 80s or 90s, that's where it would take me. But the average person checks out in 5 to 7 years. And that was 18 and a half years ago. After that, I just came down with prostate cancer in March 2022. And I went to have treatment done, but I read in the middle of it before radiation. I came back down to Huntsville here, didn't make it back up there. And thank God I ran into more Mito. I had MRI done second week in December. Results came back and it was completely clear. Nothing on it. And I asked them about the PET scan. They said, you don't need a PET scan. PET scan is given if there was scarred or anything on the prostate. But yours is clear. So count your blessing. So right now I am cancer free.
Okay.
And thank God I am, because I know two people that had the same test I was going for, same treatment I was going for 7 years ago, and had it done at two different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And they both came back down with cancer this past summer.
Mm.
So now I'm cancer free, and it's up to me to stay free. As long as I'm on Momito, I think I'm going to be free.
Mm. So give me the timeline again, Sam. When was it that you were originally diagnosed versus when you started on Mito?
Oh, prostate cancer was March of 2022.
Okay.
And they said I was lucky because it was in the early stages. So that's why I was able to go for 2 years without final treatment by Momito.
All right. When did you start Mito?
The 24th of August passed. Now would be, 5 months ago?
Okay.
But a little over 3 months before I had the MRI done.
All right, so you were on Mito for 3 months when you went to get the test, but it was like about 2 years that you, since you had been diagnosed, that you clearly had it. And then when you went back for that test, I presume, standard 3 month deal, that was when he said you were completely clear?
Exactly.
Okay.
And now basing on you saying, give it a good 2 to 3 months. So towards the end of 3 months, that's why I asked for the MRI to be done.
Okay. So you requested it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What were the doctors saying?
My doctor was baffled. My urologist was baffled. I was taking a shot every 6 months, get the name of it, but it's supposed to be shrinking the cancer, and they made it clear it'll shrink it but won't kill it. And, of course, it lowers my testosterone, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking the last shot. And the first part of August. And I was due to take another one in January, so I wanted the MRI done before the next shot.
I see.
So I was able to have that done.
All right. What a story, Sam. When you talk to people about this and you tell them about it, what are they saying?
They are doing a complete 380. from September until my results came in. I was telling them what I heard on the conference call, and they were just like I was at the beginning. It's too good to be true, even though they knew me. And then when I showed them my results from the test, then they looked at me differently. Like, maybe he is telling the truth.
Maybe you were lying after all.
They just thought it couldn't be done. Like everybody else, there's no cure for cancer. That's the thought everybody has. Until they see proof. So once they saw proof, it was a different ball game.
There you go. All right. Thank you for sharing that, Sam.
Okay. Not a problem. I appreciate Movito. Like since then, I've been bombarded. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon now. All the friends I got.
There you go.